Welcome to this week's edition of Glancing at the Stars. Last time I talked about transits, which are the positions of the planets today, or some point in time, relative to your birth chart, or the chart of any event. As I pointed out before, if you want to acquire a basic foundation of astrological knowledge that you can apply to yourself and to others, start by learning the basic meanings of the planets. Then learn the five major aspects, or the types of angular separation between planets, and what they mean. Learning transits is the next step, and a relatively easy one if you know the first two, since transits involve the aspects between planets, a natal planet and a transiting one. When I first started learning astrology before personal computers, you had to know how to read an ephemeris, which showed the planets' locations in longitude and other interesting phenomena. You had to know the planetary symbols, the aspect symbols, the sign symbols, and then compute in your head the planetary relationships to a natal chart. While computers can do all that for you now, and just print out the results, using and reading an ephemeris really helps to hardwire your astrological knowledge. And then if you have access to relatively clear skies, observing different planetary alignments keeps you attuned to the rhythms of the various clocks that the planets, sun, and moon represent. Even if you have no interest in astrology or disbelieve its capabilities, observing the night skies on a regular basis will have profound effects upon anyone who rarely looks up at the night sky. While the moon cycle is the most obvious, there exist planetary relationships to themselves, to each other, and to the stars that you will begin to see and to feel. Although our lives are not controlled by these myriad cycles that dance across the sky night after night, week after week, month after month, and year after year, we are intimately connected to them, and it is possible to feel that connection to this heavenly dance. I see this week marked by a trine between Mars and Jupiter that builds throughout the week and is exact on Saturday. Mars is action or energy, Jupiter is expansion and success, and the trine is harmony or ease. So we have a combination that can mean it is easy for our actions to be successful, or at least fun. The problem can be motivation to get what needs done, done. So take action this week on something that you want to do. The odds are you will be happy with your efforts. Until next week, I'm Nick Symington for Glancing at the Stars.